off.
Streaming now at theanswersandiego.com and radio.com.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's our lovely Audrey Mason. And then we have Mr. Happy Ed Stoven. He's in the house as well.
How you doing?
This show is provided by...
Well, first off, the San Diego Off-Road Coalition, yeah. SDORC Dirt Radio. We are a nonprofit that fights to keep the deserts and trails open, so we have places to go play with all of our badass toys that we have. We cover all of Southern California, as well as Northern California, and any other places that we like to explore, like Arizona, Utah, Nevada.
Fun. To go places to go off-roading.
Oh,
but we specialize in San Diego County and Imperial County.
Yep.
We know the people who manage the off-road areas personally and help to keep those places open for us.
Our backyard playgrounds, Ocotillo Wells State Park.
Yes, indeedy. And good old Wayne Miller Tire.
Yes. So this is brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. If you have any issues with your car, you need to get checked out, you need alignment done, you're broken down on the side of the freeway, give them a call. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee, 619-596-2800. Tell him SDORC referred you and he'll take care of you.
That's right. So what's going on in reference to any updated news?
We've got a big announcement to make. Ed, as you know, has been on it with Corral Canyon. He's been each week calling and emailing the district ranger. I myself have tried to get in touch with the Corral Canyon, the Descanso Cleveland National Forest office to figure out what's going on with it and why we're still closed. And Ed actually made some headway. I was very thoroughly impressed. I think they got sick and tired of hearing from us. Is kind of what I think we had going on there.
What's
that? Squeaky wheel gets greased first.
Yeah, pretty much. I think they got sick and tired of hearing from us because Corral Canyon is now open. And
ta-da!
The background is there was the Valley Fire in September, October.
Yeah.
And it was September because I was at in Vegas that weekend. And Labor Day weekend, sorry.
East County, Alpine, and into the Cleveland National Forest. And the fire burned across a route called Espinosa Trail.
In Corral Canyon.
In the Corral Canyon area. Well, it's actually kind of to the west of Corral Canyon.
Yeah, that's one of the larger loops.
West side of Pinyon Mountain. Pinos Mountain, where the lookout is. So it goes way to the west. So the forest closed the whole area. Now, the forest has a lot of competing interests. They have hunters, they have rock hounders, they have hikers, mountain bikers, environmentalists, and off-roaders. So they have a lot of competing, and they also have their own regulations. Mm-hmm. So there's a rule, if there's a fire, they need to close the trail.
Yeah, typically for 1 year, and that was the announcement that had gone out.
So it was going to be closed until October 2021,
yep.
The whole area. Well, I went up in an airplane, a small plane with a friend a few weeks ago, just to look and see what happened. And I verified that the main area had not burned. So I tried to contact the district ranger. And the Cleveland National Forest has three districts, the Tribuco in Orange County, Palomar by Palomar Mountain, and Descanso, the southern part of San Diego County.
Yep.
And that's where Corral Canyon is. So each district has what they call a district ranger, the guy in charge. So I tried to get in touch with the district ranger, Bob Hare. I called and I emailed a few times and he never got back to me. Well, I have a friend who knows the overall forest superintendent, and she called him, and later that day they issued the notice that the Corral Canyon has been opened. So we're pretty happy about that. Oh, and then 2 days later or the next day, Bob called me. He finally called me back. So we had a nice chat. And oh, by the way, I asked him, what would it take to open Carve Acre Trail?
Oh, yes. Let's talk Carve Acre, Pancake Rock.
I asked him about that because that was closed, I don't know, 5 years ago. And we really fought to keep it open.
Yeah.
And their justification for closing it was fire hazard and endangered species.
And then the water runoff, because it all came down to the San Diego Water Authority
as being the city
water and the water runoff. That was the number one issue, if you remember, because I thought it was really the
kids that had the pallet fire on Pancake Rock really pushed it over the edge. And the species of concern, they're not endangered species, but they're species of concern. I thought, okay, the fire came, so that now there's not a fire hazard.
Yeah.
And the species of concern are all gone. So their justification for closing it is gone. So why don't we try to get it open? So I asked him about it, and he said, well, it's possible, but it's really hard.
Hey, we got a possible. Yeah. That's
really
amazing.
Hard.
That's what we specialize in. Right. You know, we like the tedious, meticulous. That's what we.
So we'll talk about what can be done there. But
we thrive when they try to put a hurdle up and tell us.
And we have limited resources. Audrey and I have full-time jobs that are not protecting off-roading. So we have evenings and weekends and sneak out and do an email during the day or a phone call.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about what we're going to do with our limited resources, because now that we have Joel in office, Joel Anderson, we kind of want to work on an off-road park in East San Diego County. So if we can have a park or we can have Carve Acre, I don't know, can we buy that whole mountain?
Why not have it all?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to have it all, but we have priorities. What's our most important priority?
Yeah, that's true. So I heard a rumor. Can I talk about a rumor?
We love rumors.
I heard a rumor that Blake Wilkie, Shreddy Life, bought land out in Boulevard and bought some acreage out in Boulevard. And you know where 212 was? That's on the Indian reservation. Well, this is going to be opposite, I believe, the other side of the freeway, because it's in. It's not on the reservation. And he's building an off-road park. He's building a motocross track. Well, he doesn't really do motocross. He does buggies. So he's building
the same place.
Trophy trucks and
I'm all in.
Yeah, because you got to think of Megalodon.
Now that Joel is in office, that opposition will be taken away.
We'll
have to talk to ICE's office and see how. When that happens,
I still think
if we can get a multi.
It'll be hard.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It'll be hard.
Multi-use facility set up where we have.
That's a little bit far. I was kind of hoping to be.
Not Boulevard. Like, that's too far. Yeah, yes. Agreed.
I mean, that'll be. That's good for their project.
I like the 805 right here. The old dump. Let's take off. Let's take
not,
over
not
the old dump
ago.
On the 805 right here and see
you know
if we can
Convoy
get.
You Convoy and 52?
Yeah.
There's a closed landfill. I toured it.
Yeah.
We talked about it. A lot of people came on board. Like, okay, we can make an off-road park here. They can't do anything with the land because it's a landfill.
It's a landfill.
And the land moves and settles.
Hey.
So you know what happened? You know what killed it? The flight pattern for Miramar goes right over it. And
why does that kill it for us, though? I mean, we're off-roaders. Why would that be an issue for us?
They just would not allow it to happen. Miramar.
Bummer.
Yeah. I actually got involved with a couple of really good people on this, and we all worked on it. And, like, this would be great.
Yeah.
And we got to that point, and, you know.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, there is a whole lot more right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time. I think for older people, I think they really need to understand that this product will give you the energy that you need to sustain throughout a day. Right now, I just can't hardly make it through the day if I don't start my day out taking three of each every day. Yeah, it's I'm a flag waver for the product. I believe in it. I know it's helping me. I feel satisfied that I've got my energy level for the day. And, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been working over at my mom's house to get it ready to sell. It's just unbelievable. I guarantee you, if you saw me compared to the rest of the guys that are 74, yeah, you'd think them boys is ready for the couch. And I'm going strong all day long and have been for quite some time now.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code HEALTH.
The Mike Gallagher Show supports law enforcement. If you do too, find out about Mike's Fallen Officer Fund, which assists the families of officers killed in the line of duty. Go to gallaghersheroes.com and God bless our officers.
Proudly supported by Liberty Tobacco. Visit today for the best prices on your essential cigar and tobacco needs. Located in Kearney Mesa next to Ethan Allen and in Del Mar's Flower Hill Mall. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Liberty Tobacco. Proud supporters of our law enforcement.
Mike Gallagher thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour again. In 2021, this tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of the country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual places on earth. More than a vacation, this is a bucket list trip. I personally want to invite you to join us. Register now, worry-free, no cancellation fees, and full refunds up until May 8th.
Join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher and travel on the Stand With Israel tour, October 27th to November 5th, 2021. Register today at theanswersandiego.com. That's theanswersandiego.com.
FM 96.1 North County
and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.
This is a message to all you wheelers and off-roaders, wherever you may be listening to us, and wishing you all the best for the festive season and the coming year from Scotland.
Hey, did you get any of those for me from Audrey?
I know.
All right, folks, this is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. You got to turn her on there, son. All right.
Am I on?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
So, hey, Max, did you get that audio files from Audrey? Okay, so you'll be able to play those sometime throughout the show?
So, last weekend we had Bob from Scotland in. Right. I don't hear me. We did our interview with Bob. He sent me, because he does a radio station. He does a radio show over in Scotland.
Ireland, or Scotland. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sorry, Scotland.
How dare
he's my awesome Scotsman. I know, yeah. He gets so offended.
Go ahead and say something, Ed.
And
okay, yeah, off-roading good. In okay. Scotland.
Okay, I just want to make
who
sure
you're
guessed?
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. He sent us some audio files of the countries around him. He's got... Newfoundland, we've got Wales, we had one from Russia. And,
how long are they?
It's just a 15, 20 second little blast. It's just okay. It's just saying happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah from the other countries. So it's a little holiday.
Little cheer.
And it's the other countries saying, wheel on, basically. They're a little off. It's a little off-road thing. So unfortunately, he doesn't speak the languages either. So he's like, we have to trust that what they're saying is appropriate and what they're saying. But if you want to use it.
Well, let's load him up and we'll run him at the last 15.
Be fun.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay. I didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll play with him on the last 15.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. So since we're talking off-road, Audrey's looking for an off-road vehicle, folks.
Yeah.
And she needs help.
Yeah, I'm going to sell my car, my Volkswagen.
She's got about a $40,000 budget. So if you will give her some suggestions, maybe of a vehicle that you've purchased and love to death or hate to death.
Or you're selling yours and you want to
Or you're selling yours. Send her a message. Go to her Facebook page.
Yeah. Or SDRC Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yep. SDORC.
Yeah.
Yep. Or Instagram, where I'm on there, 67 Desert Toadster, SDORC, San Diego Off-Road Coalition. Give me some advice. I can't make up my mind. Yeah. I love them all, you know?
Well, I mean, you,
whether
okay.
it's a Yoda, so, whether it's a, you know, the FJ, whether it's the
Nissan.
Well,
I'm just saying.
No.
Well, you haven't.
The right Jeep would.
You haven't been. When's the last time you've been in a Nissan?
It's actually been a while.
Okay.
My sister has a Nissan car, but I have not been in a Nissan truck or SUV.
Well, see, these are the things you need to do. You got to do your research, and the best way to do it is get it from people that have been in them and driven them,
yeah.
and can give you the inside scoop. And you could always go use, because we were just looking at a Toyota 4Runner.
Yeah, because this will be my daily driver slash also
right.
my daily driver. I've kind of used and abused it. It's a Jetta sports wagon, but it's probably off-roaded more than a lot of other people. And it's
yeah, <exactly. laughs> you're flying
in
down the freeway.
In the 2.5 years that I've had it.
Yeah, it's, you put that car through things that it shouldn't be put through.
You know.
Momentum is your friend.
But
yeah,
you're like my
exactly.
you're just like my daughter. She had a Ford, I think it was a Flex. And she says, "Here, watch this. We're airborne." and she's going through the whoops up in the desert in Nevada. And so she's getting ready to replace it. She's, "I don't know what's wrong with this thing. It just doesn't stay together." I go, "Well, you can't airborne this car."
You know, I feel her. My motor mounts and my engine mounts were just shot on my car.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why.
She's in a Subaru.
Oh, you see. And so I was thinking about a Subaru. And now, my only issue with a Subaru is my husband is 6'2". He doesn't fit in a Subaru.
Well, it depends on which Subaru you're talking about.
They're mostly low.
Yeah.
You put him in a Forester with that high roof line.
Yeah, that's the only one that I think he fits in.
But what we got to do is we got to lube him up and take him down to a dealer. And see what he fits in. Slather on some of that, you know, Vaseline and see what he slides in and out of comfortably.
Yeah.
And Frank Subaru, good friends of mine, we can go down there and get all the keys to all the cars.
They're the one in National City, uh-huh. right? Frank Subaru.
Yep,
yeah, I like Frank Toyota.
I know
Toyota
the owners.
Too.
I know Gary. I know everybody. So we could take a little day trip on a Saturday or Sunday if you want and go down. And go see what they have, because when it comes to off-roading, they're very doable.
Yes.
You know, and the newer you get, the more bells and whistles you get.
Yep.
And, you know, they have a great used car selection. And that's the other thing, too. I always tell somebody, if you're going to buy a used car, buy it from the dealer that sells the car.
Yep.
You know, don't go to a Chevy.
They actually did the service that needed to be done to
it.
They did a once-over on it and looked it over. Yeah.
And if something does come up after ownership...
You can take it back, and they got to do something.
There's nothing worse than somebody buying a Volkswagen from a Chevy dealer, and it has an issue, and you take it in, and the guys go, "I don't know anything about Volkswagens."
Yeah, Volkswagen, Kurdy Mesa Volkswagen. They're my
your
nemesis.
Bud.
You've
right
had your
now.
Up and down
with
Volkswagens.
I've been a Volkswagen girl. My whole, I'm a TDI girl.
All the
I
way
love
back
them.
To your Manx.
Yeah.
You got a 60-something Manx?
I got a 67 Myers Manx. It's a Desert Toadster.
You still have it?
I have the original Desert Toadster, yes. I had the last time it was out, I had a 1776 in it, and I upgraded it to a 2180. My husband found one. And all because I wanted a dual carb. I wanted a little bit more horsepower. And we went into Action Cylinder Head in Santee and found one a brand new motor for $800. It was a 2180.
What?
Had the dual carb. Well, yeah, $850. I can't even tell you how much was done to it. Big board, the whole nine yards on it. I bought it, put it on my Manx. So much power. First time I went to shift from first into second, dropped the tranny, blew all the electrical, and it's been sitting ever since.
Oh.
So
you need one of those.
That was about
microbus transmission.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago. I've been saying for the last 5 or 6 years, I really want to get the work done to it.
You need to put a bus tranny in it.
That's
about the only thing. And then you just got to be easier on it.
That's hard for Audrey to slow down.
Yeah, I know. No one's seen her right foot that weighs three times what her left foot weighs.
Pedal to the metal. When in doubt, gas it out.
That's
I don't
it.
Know. I like to go fast. Go big or go home.
But you
got to
build accordingly.
I know. Yeah.
You
that's
you can't,
true.
Yeah. You,
yeah.
You, 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 yeah. You know.
It was only one downshift. All I did was downshift. And yeah. I dropped the tranny right out of it.
The tranny said, hold
boosh.
Yeah, what's that noise? Somebody turn the radio up. I don't want to hear that
one
again.
One of those parts on the road behind us.
Yeah. Look, smoke. What's that smoke? Wait a minute, we're not moving. What's up with that? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, usually ignorance erases that, because when you don't know, I mean, I've seen people drive. I had a guy come into the dealership. He comes in. Now, this is just a Toyota Corolla, and the left wheel was flopping. And he says, I need an alignment. I said, you need an alignment? He says, well, it's kind of pulling a little bit. He blew the CV joint out of it.
I was going to say, the broken CV joint, it broken was, control arm.
I'm surprised
how did the wheel not collapse over?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Because when we lifted it up.
A mile from that.
When we lifted it up, the tire and wheel just kind of flopped around like a fish out of water.
So, oh, man.
Well, you know, like I said, Subarus are great off-road vehicles. You can get a lot of gear in them. And especially if you get the tall Forester, you know, that's got a lot of headroom in it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be exploring.
But it's tough to make a decision today, because there's just so much out there.
There's too many options. And I have been around the block, and I've seen them all work.
When you're out in the desert, you see what's out there.
I know. That's why I can't make my mind up, because I've seen several different manufacturers at several different styles, and then I've seen them built to the tilt, and I've seen them bone stock
doing things that you can't believe they did.
I'm just surprised that they did. So it's
Even Kia and some of their they were at Moab with I can't remember which model.
Yeah.
And they were climbing that thing, with street tires.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked to see the Kia out there, too. I'm surprised as much as Kia's been sponsoring a lot of stuff lately.
Well,
they were the number one sponsor of the Rebel last year.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, they're driving across the United States towing a trailer that has the 2021 numbers that are going to go to the top of the dropping of the ball in New York. They're the sponsors of dropping the ball.
The ball drop.
Yeah, the ball drop. So, so you've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I like getting a new car, but at the same time, I'm stressed because I can't make my mind up. And as much as I loved my TDI, it's past tense and it's time to go.
Time to get a new one.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got a bad taste in my mouth right now.
But it's a wagon, and that's such a versatile little car.
I know. I love it. It's my little work vehicle. I have bashed and thrashed that car. Have you ever been out to so one of my favorite points, if you're not an off-roader and you like to go explore, you can, all-wheel drive vehicle, doesn't have to be a 4x4, but you go out to Fawns Point, Borrego Springs. You go out to Borrego Springs, and one of the look-offs out there is one of the most beautiful little canyon ridges is Fawns Point to go out to.
Fawns Point is fantastic.
Yeah.
I was out there, and there's a movie set out there.
Really?
A couple years ago. Yeah, one of those religious, the something Christ, or I forget. They had semis out there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And a whole stage set up on one of the ridges.
By the way, you're never going to be able to sell that car the way you're talking about it on air, because no one's going to give you more than $500 for it.
Yeah, right.
You beat it to death.
It goes everywhere. Well, I could sell them off. I could show them pictures and be like, check out where you could go.
You just have to put new mounts in it, and you have to put.
I just did all of that.
Sell the dream.
I just put. See, you got new it all fixed. It.
It's all where it needs to be. Now you're going to sell it.
Yeah, the fuel system just grenaded on me, and I paid for the extra warranty, so I just got a brand new fuel system in it. I got brand new.
You crack me up. Everybody does that. They'll get a car. They'll have all these problems with it. They fix it. They spend a fortune on it. You didn't have to because you had a warranty, but you spent a fortune on it. Okay, now I'm selling it. What did you just put all that money in it if you're going to sell it? You're never going to get it back.
It's good to go. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to go for somebody else.
Yeah.
All right.
It just needs to go.
Yeah. It just needs to go. It's at that point.
Where it's going to go.
No, but it's got to go. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So if anybody's looking for a 2014 mildly used Volkswagen Jetta TDI.
Mildly used. I only high centered it one time in the wash on the way out to Fawns Point and back.
And you've never.
But I got it out myself. I didn't have to get help getting unstuck. I got it out myself.
Hey, Volkswagens can do that.
Yeah, you know how to work it. You know how to do it. You can do it.
And you've never heard any clunking underneath. You've never hit any rocks or anything.
No. They just told me the other day my what's the cross, bottom?
Cross
the,
member.
No, not the cross member, but it protects the cross member.
Oh, your skid
it's the,
plate.
The skid plate, yes. I've scratched it. Pretty good dent in it. And they wanted to replace it because I got a pretty good dent in it. And they said if I hit it again, I might be up in touching that cross member. So I might need to replace it here soon. I'm like, oh, I don't see myself going out to Arizona anytime soon. So I think we're good.
Okay. Well, let's take a break before we kill this car to death.
Exactly.
You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
In Southern California, using your heater and AC in the same day is not unusual. With our high energy costs, it's essential to keep your home comfort system operating efficiently. At Jackson and Foster Heating and Air, your health and safety come first. They meet all CDC requirements for employee and workplace standards. All technicians are pre-screened every morning and wear protective gear. They wash their hands and sanitize tools prior to entering your home and will practice physical distancing. They're currently offering both virtual and in-person consultations by appointment for the replacement of any HVAC equipment. Call Jackson & Foster Heating and Air, a North American Contractor of the Year, for a cleaning and inspection. Mention radio and save $25 on your service call. Jackson & Foster Heating and Air, our family serving your family since 1931. Call 619-667-4328. 619-667-4328. 619-667-4328.
If your mortgage is $765,000 or more, you've probably been frustrated by all the advertising with extremely low mortgage rates. Because when you called your bank or one of those companies doing the advertising, hoping to refi at a low 30-year fixed rate, you found out those low rates were not available to you because you have a jumbo mortgage that exceeds their conforming limit. Well, Owning has great news. Now you have the opportunity to refinance and save money like everyone else. Today, Owning is offering refis up to $2 million at a 30-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. No points, escrow costs, title fees, nothing. So call 8555-OWNING or go to owning.com.
Owning Corporation, Equal Housing Lender. Rate assumes tax and insurance impounds. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 1797976. Call 833-852-6464 for terms and conditions.
Jumbo 30-year fixed money at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on iHeart.com and radio.com.
Wishing off-roader and wheelers everywhere all the best for the coming year from Wales. Blwyddyn newydd dda o Gymru I bawb ohonoch chi.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Audrey Mason. We got Ed Stoven in the house, and we want to thank Wayne Miller Tire for all their support.
Yes, Wayne Miller Mobile Tire and Chris Wiley, PRMI, and mortgage out in Alpine, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., Chris Wiley, 619-722-1303. If you need an FA loan,
reverse mortgage,
any type
of... Or if you just need advice, maybe you're thinking about selling your house, or maybe you want to do a refi, and you want to make sure you're going to get the right answer. Trust me, he knows it all. So check that boy out. And make sure you tell him you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. They'd appreciate it.
Yes, we would.
So you had a little bit of news.
There's a few things going on we're working on. We talked about the problem that U.S. Gypsum has with their private railroad that goes from Split Mountain Road to Plaster City. Some people were on the tracks. They stopped the train. Apparently it's happened numerous times. And, I mean, that's their problem, right? It's not our problem. Except if you're a land manager and you see real problems out there, sometimes the easiest solution is to close an area.
Sure.
Well, it's private property or, you know, it's,
right.
The BLM owns it, but the people are screwing with the railroad. So we need to keep the railroad running. So let's just close the whole area. Well, we don't want that.
It's easier to do that.
It's easy to manage by closure. So we came up with the idea of putting a sign where you turn from the pavement to the dirt that says railroad is active 7 days a week. Please stay clear of the tracks.
And this is on the, excuse me, this is on the Ocotillo side Choctaw Wells side off of Split Mountain, and this would be towards the dry lake bed where the railroad tracks are up against the hillside. So this is where we are unfortunately experiencing lots of issues with people that are
and people turn on that dirt road and they go like a mile down and they camp and they off-road and they shoot against the mountain.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. You can go back and forth over there. You can go to
it's a neat place to camp.
So did you get some updated information?
Well, I called Anza Borrego because I just knew that the land where we want to put a sign is managed by Anza Borrego Desert State Park. And I'd contacted the mine, and the guy said, well, we own the tracks, but the agencies own the land. So if you want to put a sign, you got to talk to them. And most of the railroad is managed by the Bureau of Land Management, El Centro office, but a little bit up by Split Mountain Road is Anza Borrego Desert State Park. So I call the park, and I say, hey, we want to do a sign out there. Yeah, who can I talk to? And she said, oh, you need to talk to Norbert Wren. I forget how to his
and
last
he
name.
Happens to be a friend of your guys.
And it just happened that we know him. We've helped him. We worked with him in the past. So
for many years.
For years and years, yeah. With the fishing thing at Lake Silverwood.
Well, he used to manage Ocotillo Wells.
I think he was head of law enforcement out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct.
Right. And then he moved to Lake Silverwood.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought inner city kids up there to go fishing, and we would go up there and help with the fishing thing.
Yep.
So now he's back at Anza Borrego Desert State Park. So I emailed him, and I didn't hear from him all week, and I'm like, oh, you know, what's going on? So yesterday afternoon, I got an email from him, and he said, okay, we're talking to our land people, and we'll get back to you. So,
well, at least he didn't say no.
So he didn't say no, but there were, you know, he.
It's always a process. It's always
the
initial of
it. One day.
Well,
but
let me.
We're taking
so
steps.
Let me ask you this: if they say yes, does that mean we have to build a sign? Do they make the sign?
I expect that we will design and pay for the sign.
But they'll have it'll
we'll
have to
it
pass
in.
Their criteria of what a sign looks like for them.
Yeah, we always
they will
have to
probably
follow
want,
their state regulation, and
right.
it will have
a certain,
look,
color,
to it,
certain
color
lettering.
To it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and font and all that. And
which
materials.
Is fine.
And so I don't know what they will really require. They could just say, yeah, do whatever you want. They might say, no, we have these very structured requirements.
Right.
So whatever they want, we'll work with them.
Right.
You know, what we really want is to have a nice sign and so people know that the railroad is active anytime a train could be coming.
Right. And have it reflective in case you're out at night so the headlights light it up.
Don't put your card table on the railroad tracks with all your stuff.
You're lucky I'm not driving the train. I swear all it would take.
Can it?
It only take one.
Yeah. So we're working on that and we'll keep going on that. Audrey brought up something really interesting last week I didn't know about, that there was a race, an off-road race, starting and staging in Prim, Nevada, right on the state line.
Yeah, Snore, Southern Nevada off-road enthusiasts race. So that's a big racing series. It's a really big racing series, just like Score is for us.
It's with trophy trucks and all the different classes, motorcycles.
A lot of big names were out there.
Did it get canceled or did it go through?
No, last weekend, they had already did qualifying last week. They
that's
qualified
right,
Thursday and Friday. And at 5 o'clock on Friday, the gaming officials contacted the Prim
Nevada
Resort.
Gaming Commission.
Yeah, the Gaming Commission
came in and shut it down.
Yeah,
that makes no sense.
Makes absolutely no sense to us. So
I started doing some research. Like, okay, the California Gaming Commission, or I'm sorry, the Nevada Gaming Commission is a state agency.
Mm-hmm.
So who deals with state agencies? Well, state representatives like state assembly and state senators.
Mm-hmm.
So I like. The senators have more power than the assembly. So I thought, okay, who's the senator for that area, Prim? I want to get in contact with them. So I go on, I start looking around, I go on the map, and I see, oh, so this area is managed by a senator, and I can't even pronounce his name. Can you see right there?
That would be Senator...
Gioche?
Yeah, Gioche.
Gioche?
Yeah.
And I look through the districts.
Peter Gioche.
And there's like 8 senators that are in the greater Las Vegas area.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they have postage stamp districts.
Sure.
This guy's district is literally half the state of Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah.
He has an enormous amount of land.
that he manages.
It goes from the very top of Nevada all the way down almost to the bottom. From the eastern side to the western side. Yeah, he's mostly on the eastern side, but
swoops.
He goes all the way to Prim area. He has Prim.
Mm-hmm.
That's in his district. So I wrote a nice letter, and I said, this is something that happened in your district, that there was a race that was canceled because of the gaming commission, and we don't understand why they have the authority to cancel. You know, so I asked him a lot of stuff, and I sent an email, and I haven't heard back from him. It's been like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and it's the holidays, and...
Yeah, I was going to say, if you get through with anything on the holiday. One thing you guys need to do on your emails, you know, you always say your SDORC, president, vice president. You also need to put host of SDORC Dirt Radio.
I'm a host on a radio
show. Okay, good.
I have an off-road column in a magazine.
Good. Yeah, as much stuff as you could put on your signature.
Just so it makes
Because they look like, at that. They look at that, and they'll go,
am I talking to a Yahoo?
Yeah.
Or am I talking to
somebody that I should be talking to?
In the community.
Yeah, because, well, and you know, Ed, you've been around doing this kind of stuff for a while, so your name is kind of out there. Uh-huh. So it's not like you're just a rookie coming out of the woodwork.
I'm on the Desert Advisory Council for the BLM.
See
I should have put that.
Put a note on your sheet to go when you go back home.
All right.
And as much as you could put on there, too, you know, you can even put on there, and don't mess with me because ..
I'm friends with Dave Stahl.
No, they'll just go, geez, what'll happen if I mess with him? Wow. Well, you know, For me,
it's all of the different social media pages and everything
that I'm on.
That, too. Audrey's good at that. Yeah.
Have you seen my signature?
I can post on different social media pages, and I can reach at least... anywhere from, I want to say, 1 million to 1.5 million in Southern California that are interested, active off-roaders in the community.
With a click of an enter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see the signature on my email.
Oh, God, it's so long.
And it's that way for a reason, because it makes people stop. Because I've had them say, I didn't know you did this, or, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm on my phone, and I see your email, and I'm, like, scrolling to see what was below it. Yeah. It takes me 5 minutes.
Yeah, what the hell is this guy talking about? Jeez Louise.
My finger's tired. I got a cramp in my finger.
Hey, that's okay, though. But it gets the word out, and people realize.
Yeah.
You know,
he's the real guy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Speaking of my signature, what we need to do, because I'm looking for segments next month.
Yes.
For KUSI.
You got it.
Well, you just tell me what you want to do, and then I'll send you an email tomorrow, and you know, anything that you guys want to talk about, anything, you know, it wouldn't even hurt just to bring up some news of what's going on out in the desert.
Yeah.
Everything from Wash 10 to the gypsum issue with the railroad track.
Yeah, I would be happy to come in. We've got the second weekend.
Ride my bike down.
You bring the bike and you bring the Jeep.
We have February 14th booked on the calendar for Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club already, but I believe that's the only weekend that we have confirmed.
And that's kind of for them in a way, but I mean, I know your partners are with it too, but you know, if you want to do something for SDORC, you know, somewhere in the month.
You got it.
Yeah, because because I think if we...
I could bring a buggy in.
Yeah, you can bring a buggy. Bring your toad. I have a tow truck.
Okay. Well, you're going to use your old
school old Toyota tow truck?
Yeah, to tow in.
I could drag that thing in with it because it doesn't have plastic bumpers.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see a picture of it. Because when Myers Manx, did you ever see the Myers Manx toad?
Mm-hmm. I contacted Myers Manx because I had an old timer hit me up when I had it out at Gordon's Wells. And I was at Comp Hill at Gordon's Wells. I don't know, probably, this was 14 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And he saw it, and he came.
Now,
over
is it
to
a
me.
Toad or is it a Manx?
It's the original toad. It's the original toadster. It's a '67 toadster. It's the original.
As soon as we go to break, I'll tell you a story about the one I almost bought.
Yeah.
And my wife became my ex part because of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's I love that thing.
Yeah, I had a guy told me that he. it brought so many memories up for him just seeing me in
that
my
little
car.
Toad.
Yeah, in it. And he offered me $15,000 for it right then and there. Yeah. And I probably should have taken it.
No, because it's worth way more money today. Oh, my.
It's still original. I wanted to put a roll cage in it. And I contacted Myers Manx. And I was like, how can I attach into? Because everything that I'm seeing, I have to drill into the frame.
Right.
And they said, if you drill into the frame, it's done.
Yeah.
And so I never did. So it is 100% original.
It's got a quasi roll cage.
Yeah.
I think you need to calm down.
Sure.
It's a quasi.
Like, don't get in situations where it's going to roll. Need to be a high.
I cruised through the dunes in it.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah. This is a cruiser.
I cruised through the dunes in it. It's not
a. No. You really didn't need what you put in it.
I totally should not have upgraded to the 2180. No. I should have kept the 1776.
And you would have been. You would have been fine with 1600, dear.
Yes. Yeah. You're probably right.
All right. Let's make
it drive.
Of course you did.
I wanted to make it up comp. So I wanted the dual carb to make it up comp.
I know. Well, you're not supposed to go up comp with it. Let's take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
The holidays will be different this year. Also different is the way you have been and will be doing business. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers who are still making buying decisions this year and for next. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundsandiego.com. Surroundsandiego.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on tunein.com and radio.com.
From Finland.
Toivotetaan kaikille offijätkille ja moottoripäille ympäri maailmaa parasta uutta vuotta 2021 Helsingistä Suomesta.
Couldn't even tell what that was, could ya? That was, I believe, was that the Wales one? I think that was Wales wishing us happy holidays.
Oh,
and
sweet.
And
Finland.
That was New Finland. Yeah, see, I can't even tell the difference between them there. So it sounded so crazy, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, folks, you're listening to STORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Happy holidays from Newfoundland.
Yeah, Newfoundland, in case you get lost. Bob will love
that. I wonder what it's like to off-road in Newfoundland.
Well, you've only got, 3 miles to off-road in. You know, they're not as open as we are.
Yeah, that's what Bob said. I didn't realize that.
Spikes?
That's just so crazy.
I think it's criminal if you really want my honest opinion.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of scary for me. I heard that if we actually have Biden as president, that one of the first things that they want to do is restrict public land from the federal level. Can you imagine if they start restricting the BLM land?
It's not restricting. It's closing.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. They want to stop access.
Right. They don't want any off-roaders. They don't want anybody.
Yeah, I keep getting, I'm like, you know what? I'm an ostrich right now. I have my head in the sand. I'm not paying attention to any portion of it. I'll pay attention after the first of the year. I don't want to hear about it because
the Senate is our only hope.
It breaks my heart. It would be absolutely devastating if that is the God's honest truth.
Well, because that's what you call not listening to your people.
No.
It's making decisions from people that are higher up that have never been off-road in their life, and they think they're doing the right thing, you know, by closing so you close the desert, you close the forest, you close all the trails, then what's the point?
I had a girl in Sprouts the other day yelling at me and telling me that we don't need farms. People should not have farms, and we don't need farms, and people should not have animals like that. And all the animals need to be free. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and everything. Oh, yeah. And I'm like,
let the animals go. And what are they going to do?
Eat everything.
I was like, what are you going to eat?
They're
going to
starve.
She'll say, well, we'll eat carrots. And well, you can't eat carrots because if you close all that land, there's no place to grow.
The farms are gone. Yeah. Where are you going to get the food?
Yeah. But unfortunately, that is a lot of what is out there. And that, you know,
just crazy thinking. They don't see the whole picture.
No, because they can't see the whole picture. They only think
it's a city mentality.
It's a city mentality.
And
they've never been out in the woods. They've never been out in the woods.
They've never been in the country. They don't know what it's like to be out.
Yeah. They've never seen the stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm serious. They've never seen the stars. They've never seen a shooting star.
I've taken someone out to the desert, someone in their 50s, and I've never seen the sky like this.
Yeah. Ah. I had no idea. It's
a typical, you know,
I think we talked about this for this Thanksgiving. I have a kid that's in town. He just moved here. He's only been here for 6 months. He works with us, and he came in our company. I work for a smaller company, and it's a glass shop, so we get guys from the glass shops so that we can utilize them. And we just, you know, happened to ask, you know, what he was doing. And he's like, oh, I'm going to stay at home and eat a Hungry Man. And I was like, oh, we're going out to the desert. If you want to experience it, I'll bring you a tent. I'll bring you a cot. You just got to bring your own sleeping bag and, you know, warm clothes and stuff. And I'll get you out in a Jeep. We'll have a good time. He came out to the desert, said he'd never been out to the desert, never seen the sky like that before.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere. He came from the East Coast. Yeah. And he said that, you know, he told me that there's dunes and there's a lot of off-roading in Pennsylvania. And I had no idea that there was actually dunes in Pennsylvania. I didn't know that.
I know they have enduros out there.
They have dunes back there as well. But... But they don't have the stars.
They don't have our stars that we have out here. It's a total difference.
There's a lot of city light.
So is he hooked?
Obscuring.
Yeah. So is he hooked?
Oh, he's totally hooked. Yeah. He said he's going to go trade his car in and get himself a Jeep.
Yeah. But see, this is what the law, I mean, I don't mind lawmakers making laws, but don't make a law until you've actually experienced what you're going to affect with that law.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, but yet. Let's not get started.
We have to stay politically active. We work with the right kind of people. We took
office.
Senator Jones out in January of this year, and we had one of our friends bring a side-by-side. San Diego Dune Tours Academy Rentals brought him a side-by-side. He had his own side-by-side he could take out and drive. We took him to Ocotillo Wells, and he brought his son, and they had a great time. Ed went on a ride with them. I unfortunately was up in Sacramento at the time, so he was down here playing. I was up in Sacramento.
Oh, you were with
I was
up Oceano Dunes?
Yeah.
Probably just as well. We don't want to scare the snot out of the poor guy. I could see you.
He jumped off the top of the hill. He jumped. Senator Brian Jones.
Did he do it intentionally?
Yes, he did. He went over to the top.
He's an off-roader, and he's got some skills.
He went around the back of Shell Reef and came off the top. I mean, he free flew down the first 10 or 15 feet.
Yeah, with his son.
It was super steep.
Yeah.
His son was in a different one. His son was driving a different one. His staffer.
But see, that's what it takes.
Like a bodyguard.
So he came to our last general meeting that we had on the ranch house where we could actually have it in November.
Speaking of which.
We will be
next
hosting.
Month.
Yes.
We'll be back there. First Tuesday.
The first Tuesday of the month. First Tuesday of the month will be our general meeting. We will be back 5th. At the ranch house. And yes, Tuesday, January 5th. And we are going to have a guest from the military coming in to speak to us with Neil Hamada from the Bureau of Land Management, who is one of our supervisors. And they're going to come in and talk superstition OHV and the new bombing range signs and fencing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
I know you can't see.
I'm doing the air quotations. I know it's radio, but quote-unquote fencing, because I don't know what he means and what they're saying when
is this
new
meeting
signs.
Open to the public?
Yes, this meeting is open. Anybody can come to it.
So Neil's bringing that guy to our meeting?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Great.
So,
okay, I'll get him on the agenda.
Everybody be nice.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. We work hand-in-hand with them. We have a very open,
I'm
just saying if somebody decides to come to the meeting that has an issue, this is not...
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you can get a lot farther with sugar than you can with vinegar. So.
Yes.
Well, I mean, the area's been closed for ages. The military uses it for bombing, and they have a boundary.
Right.
And there's not a good marker on the boundary. Like, and people have been going in the wrong place.
Sure.
So, okay, they want to put signs in a
fence. If you know, you know. If you don't know, if you're a newbie, there's no way to know. The signs
are
every 50 to 75 yards.
They're far apart, between
them.
They have bullet holes in them. They're bent over. So we need some good signs.
Some
at
of them
a minimum.
Are 20, 25 years old. You can't even read them. They're so
and there's
faded.
Nice looking trails that go right off into the wrong place.
So you think, wow, that'd be a fun place
it looks,
to go.
Yeah, you just follow in the trail, so you have no idea that you're actually going into the bombing range. And
driving over a landmine.
Which is a very strong possibility, unfortunately. There is a lot of unexploded ordnances that are out
there's
there.
There's stuff out there.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they don't go out and pick it up once it hits the ground. I mean, you know, because you're not supposed to be out there anyway.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What about that little horny toad?
Sometime I'll tell you a story about
that's out in the desert that you're supposed to protect.
Doesn't count in their
Black-tailed
area.
Black-tailed lizard.
Doesn't count in the military
They're part of the manager's oversight group for the flat-tailed horned lizard.
They are.
That's what I just
I could talk for an hour about that.
But that's
I don't
what I'm
bore
saying.
You
guys.
Yeah.
In other words, you can't go here because you don't want to hurt the little guy, but we're going to drop a bomb on that rascal if he comes over here. What's wrong with this picture? Do I see something wrong?
Shh.
I know. See, get me all fired up here. Right here on SDRC.
I just want to go riding.
By the way, do you archive these shows if people want to listen?
I do. Yes, it is on our website. You can go to our website. Every week we have it uploaded on there. It's uploaded usually by Tuesday.
Cool.
Every week's show goes on there, so you can listen to us anytime.
And if you want
to
sponsor the show.
We definitely are looking for sponsorship. Right. We'd love to have you come in the studio with us. We function off of our membership. $25 gets you a single family membership. That gets you discounts. You get a little card in the mail with your name on it and our membership sticker. You go to places like Vegas. Power Sports in El Cajon, they give a 10% discount for us. So does B&R Buggy up in Oceanside, a couple of other big ones that always take care of us, North County Yamaha. So, you know, all over the county, all over San Diego County, you can take it to off-road dealers. And if they are a part of our friends and part of our thing, you can mention us and they usually hook you up and give you a discount.
And if you're an advertiser or a potential advertiser, you'd like to get the word out to the community.
Yep.
You don't have to be an off-road business. I mean, we've got PRMI mortgage.
Primary residential mortgage inc. out of Alpine.
Right. He just happens to love off-roading.
Yep. He's
in fact, Brian Jones is even going to throw some money at you.
Yeah. We're going to have Senator Jones in, I believe, the beginning of the year. He wanted to come in for a segment and come in the studio with us, just like we had Joel Anderson in and talk off-roading with us.
Okay,
so
don't
we'll
bring
get
them both
in
or we'll never get a word in edgewise.
Oh, no.
Good Lord of mine.
They'll tell war stories about Sacramento.
we'll rotate it off.
It would be fun. Don't get me wrong. It would be fun to sit here and listen to those two shoot the.
You should have seen me trying to shut down Joel Anderson. It was the last week or the week before when he called in on the gun show.
Yeah. Did you see our assemblyman also? Randy Bopel made it again.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm happy Randy's in there.
I am too.
He upsets a lot of people up in Sacramento. He's the only Vietnam.
He's
the
disruptor.
Only active war veteran who has actually been to war that's in Sacramento.
All right. Hey, this is SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Mm-hmm.